This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar. Mumia Abu-Jamal is a political prisoner and an award-winning journalist. He recently filed a couple of commentaries about Donald Trump.
Unleashing the Beast. In a recent commentary on the pending election, I said that one needn't worry about billionaire presidential candidate Donald Trump, who wouldn't last. I was wrong. I seriously underestimated Trump's ability to pummel and assail his opponents. I should have known better. For money is the mother's milk of politics. And while Trump hasn't been forced to spend his resources, his opponents have been bleeding green. Trump's bombast has attracted the brutish spirits of their nature to arise from their growling slumber. Now, presidential rallies are fistfights and curses, especially when Trump protesters are black folks. The ugly image of white-haired retirees pushing and punching young people the age of their grandchildren reveals the roiling racist hatreds that lurk beneath, awaiting activation. Trump, with an easy cruelty, gives permission for these assaults by his minions. Richard Hofstadter, the brilliant author of the classic The Paranoid Style in American Politics, examined the American right wing and particularly described what he called pseudo-conservatives in their ranks. Hofstadter writes that those new dissenters, he's writing in the 1950s, are a threat to true conservatism, explaining, the new dissent is certainly not radical. They are hardly any radicals of any sort left, nor is it precisely conservative. Unlike most of the liberal dissent of the past, the new dissent not only has no respect for nonconformism, but it is based upon a relentless demand for conformity. It can most accurately be called pseudo-conservative, because its exponents, although they believe themselves to be conservatives and usually employ the rhetoric of conservatism, show signs of a serious and restless dissatisfaction with American life, traditions, and institutions. They have little in common with the temperate and compromising spirit of true conservatism, in the classical sense of the word, and they are far from pleased with the dominant practical conservatism of the moment as it is represented by the Eisenhower administration. Their political reactions express rather a profound, if largely unconscious, hatred of our society and its ways, a hatred which one would hesitate to impute to them if one did not have suggestive evidence both from clinical techniques and from their own modes of expression. Richard Hofstadter's insights from a half century ago show the moment we now inhabit. Raw, naked hatreds exploited for political purposes to fuel social discontent, to buttress political ambitions of the neo-fascists, forces unleashed to sow the seeds of disaster. It's months from the convention. But if today is any indication, the results are all but guaranteed. No matter the results of the election, the impact on the Republican Party is clear. After years of playing with its southern strategy, the party has been colonized by a northern real estate magnate, Donald J. Trump. Loud, bombastic, boastful, narrow-minded, bigoted, and vain, Trump now epitomizes the party. The party faithful have worshipped at the steps of the Chamber of Commerce and genuflected before the big bell on Wall Street. It's only natural that they would bow in the presence of a billionaire, Donald Trump. It has become, in essence, the party of business, and in furtherance thereof, it has turned a blind eye to the pains and needs of the poor and the dispossessed. It was not always so. It was the 1870s when the spirit of Lincoln animated the party. Its most loyal voter was the newly emancipated black people. Wives tossed their husbands out of their homes if they dared vote Democratic. But the Republicans, in their not-so-great compromise of the 1870s, supported Rutherford B. Hayes for president, who announced a let-it-alone policy allowing racist Southern forces to attack at will black voters. Black troops were removed from the South and incidentally marched to the West to fight Indians, and black Republicans were left to the tender mercies of the terrorists, groups like the Ku Klux Klan. That betrayal burned in black Americans for decades. In the 60s, the time of the Civil Rights Movement and the Black Liberation Movement, the Republicans once again turned their backs on blacks and waged a Southern strategy, an appeal to white nationalism, xenophobia, and anti-blackness. Donald J. Trump is the logical development of that process. Loud, bombastic, bullying, racist, he is the very embodiment of the so-called conservative movement. He is more. He has become the Republican Party, and Lincoln has left the building. He is the true leader of the newest version of the grand old party, the Trump Party. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
You've been listening to commentaries by Mumia Abu-Jamal, a political prisoner and an award-winning journalist. You can find out more about his work and listen to all of his commentaries online at prisonradio.org. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. Visit us online at risingupwithsonali.com.